Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this ChatGTP AI, was it also the Google's AI? You know, there's this huge explosion of artificial intelligence being there for us to answer questions, to figure out our medical diagnoses, to decide job applications, to tell us history, and it's not going to go anywhere. In fact, it's going to continue to thrive because people want to have AI, like Iron Man and Jarvis. People want to have a Jarvis where they can tell Jarvis, I need this, and Jarvis does it. You know, having your own executive assistant that you don't have to hire, fire. You don't get accused of sexual harassment. They don't call out. And they do everything you need them to do in that. You know, and so I talk to people about why, you know, do they want these electric cars? Why do they want, you know, these, you know, this sort of AI technology? What are they trying to emulate? So a lot of us, back in the 90s, there was that movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you would get into a car, and the driver would turn around and say, where to? And you would just, it was an automated taxi. People like that. Well, some people also like the three boobies in the Total Recall. I didn't like that. But I get that being able to sit there and not have to think and have something drive you and take you home without thinking, you know, when you're exhausted, that could be pretty cool. Maybe it could eliminate car accidents. I know when I was doing 36-hour shifts and I saw reruns of that movie, and I'm like, that would be so nice to getting off work after not sleeping for a day and a half to not worry about getting to a car accident and have something else take you home. So I get that. And then, of course, many people watch other movies, as I said, Iron Man or whatever, and look at AI as, wow, this will be cool. Now, I remember Terminator 2, and AI scares me a little bit, but we have to remember that AI is being still human manipulated. And so we're being told that ChatGTP was found in this one report or study to racially discriminate against job seekers and filtered out quote-unquote black names in recruitment searches. They said black Americans were the least likely to be ranked as the top candidates for a financial analyst and software engineer role. Apparently, the bot, ChatGTP, rarely ranked names associated with men as the top candidate for positions historically dominated by women, such as retail and HR positions. So where is they getting this from? Where is this software figuring out where is it getting this bias? So Bloomberg News investigated this and found that ChatGTP racially discriminated against job seekers by favoring names distinct to different racial groups for different jobs. Developer OpenAI sells the technology behind its AI-powered chatbot to businesses that want to use it to help in HR and recruiting. This is according to Daily Mail. ChatGTP is trained on large amounts of data, such as books, articles, social media posts. Hence, it could reflect the biases in that data. Bloomberg selected real names from census data that are demographically distinct to particular races and ethnicities at least 90% of the time and attached them to equally qualified job resumes. The resumes were then fed to ChatGPT 3.5, which is the most popular version of ChatGPT. And it discriminated against different races depending on the job it was asked to rank their suitability for. Asian women, Asian men, white women, Hispanic men, white men, black men. The experiments show that using generative AI for recruiting and hiring poses a serious risk for automated discrimination. When asked 1,000 times to rank 8 equally qualified resumes for a real financial analyst role at a Fortune 500 company, ChatGPT was least likely to pick the resume with a name distinct to black Americans. The resumes with the names distinct to Asian women were ranked as the top candidate for the financial analyst role, more than twice as often for those to black men. They used it for HR business partner, senior software engineer, retail manager, financial analyst role. So, you know, if you're trying to use a bot to eliminate human bias and the bot is biased, it makes you rethink what we're doing. You know, I don't understand. You know, I said every time we try to be progressive, you can actually be hurting the same group you are trying to help. They said Hispanic women were almost twice as likely to be ranked as the top candidate for an HR role compared to the resumes with names distinct to men. So, why is that? Now, let's say you are looking for somebody who's bilingual, but then it should be a bilingual man or woman. Again, we're going for equity here. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. How is that equity when we're trying to choose against certain individuals, when we're only trying to, you know, pick certain demographics? It's scary. And it could work against you. Remember I told you that we have to be really, really careful with some of the verbiage where if we make laws where minorities benefit, well, now that whites are becoming minorities, are you really sure you want that sort of language that's discriminatory and biased? Because it's always going to now, you know, you say, well, the scholarship is only for minorities. Well, if whites are minorities and only whites are getting the scholarship. We got to do away with all that verbiage. Everybody should have an equal chance at a job if they're qualified. They have to be qualified. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a parent's bill of rights is going to soon become law, but interestingly, in blue states, such as Washington, I really don't like the idea of blue state, red state. I really think we're all Americans, and we should be a mixture of conservative and liberal views, or moderate. I think we should be mostly moderate views, but Washington State's legislature has allowed three citizen initiatives to go through. And some progressives do not like it, but Initiative 2081 is designed to bolster parental involvement in education. It allows parents of public school students to review instructional materials like textbooks and curricula upon request. I think that should be a given, to be honest. Your kids are minors. I think parents should be allowed to see what's being taught. So not sure why that took a law, but it is. All right. They should easily be able to access the child's medical and academic records. Again, that should be a given. They also should be allowed to opt their child out of assignments or instruction having to do with sexuality. Now, I remember going to school. If my parents needed to see my grades, they saw my grades sometimes before I did. If my parents wanted to know what I was being taught, they got to. I mean, they didn't. But if they wanted to, they could. And then I remember for sex ed, my parents had to sign a permission slip that I could learn it. I don't know why that all changed, but apparently now there is a law that is kind of bringing us back to old school. Apparently there are some critics. Now, the initiative, according to Fox News, was sponsored by the group Let's Go Washington. Overwhelmingly passed both chambers in the final days of the legislative session. The other two passed this week, rolling back some restrictions on police chases and codified Washington's status as an income tax-free state. These take effect June 5th. Governor Jay Inslee does not have to submit a signature. LGW founder Brian Haywood told Fox News in a statement that 6 months ago, such a victory was, quote, unthinkable to radical progressives. They were quick to categorize all of the initiatives as right-wing extremist policies that didn't have a chance of passing. Washingtonians who signed the initiatives knew they were common-sense measures. So there were 324,000 signatures required to send the proposals to the legislature. The lawmakers had the option to either pass them right away, take no action, or let the initiatives go before voters. The remaining three initiatives, which legislative leaders said they aren't going to act on, including repeal the state's capital gains tax, allowing employees to opt out of a long-term care insurance program, and repeal the state's new cap-and-trade program. Critics say that raised Washington's gas prices by 45 cents per gallon. But, you know, these parental rights is something that I don't understand, that why we have to go back and now ask for a law to protect that. They say roughly 90% of the Parental Rights Initiative is already law. Some constituents have raised concerns that the law might target LGBTQ+AI+ youth, but Democrats ultimately decided, this was Democrats that approved it, that the initiative does not change existing protections for such groups. They say lawmakers have taken steps to safeguard LGBTQAI+ representation this session. One bill bans schools from banning books about protected groups. Another makes it more difficult to close libraries after the presence of controversial books. And, as a parent, as an educator, as an American, as a person of faith, I really think that schools, with how behind we have been academically, do not need to be overburdened with all the non-academic stuff. Teaching sex, teaching sexuality, is that really a grade school's responsibility? Is that a middle school's responsibility? Is that a high school's responsibility? When did your math teacher or English teacher or history teacher supposed, or science teacher supposed to talk to you about that? I mean, in fact, you know, a lot of kids don't even like the sex ed programs. They get embarrassed. They don't like having to sit through that. They make a lot of jokes because of the uncomfortableness. And so, you know, it's nice that there is some sort of education on that if you come from families like mine where you couldn't even ask a question without getting in trouble. So, but it's not like the schools are going to talk to you about what kids really want to know. You know, that's not the school's place. So, you know, when it comes to sex, right, what do kids want to know? Especially in the middle school and high school. One is, do you have to do it? Can't you go on a date without doing that? Do you have to go to first base, second base, third base? But what if you don't like some of the bases? How do you do it right? Now, I don't think any kids should be learning that in school. These are something that kids might ask their siblings. Uncle or aunt might talk to them about some things if the parents don't. But a lot of the questions that people need to know about sex, they don't really get from, that's really not what the school is teaching them. How not to get caught masturbating. You know, is it okay to do that? Why do you do that? How do you prevent the dreams that could come, you know, if let's say you don't have enough or the myth of you not having enough release when you're awake? And so, you know, if schools say, look, parents, if you don't want to talk about these questions that students have, we can answer them. Give us permission. I think that's fine. I don't think it should be in a classroom setting. If a child wants to talk to somebody about these questions privately, I remember by the time my kids went to school, they all had to put their question in on a piece of paper, so it was anonymous. And then the teacher would read the question out loud. And, of course, some of the questions were, like, meant to be kind of jokes. And the teacher's like, I'm not answering this. I'm not answering this. But, you know, I think sex curriculum should be steered, one, individually, if somebody wants to speak to a counselor. Two, by the questions the students want to know. I mean, I was hearing from kids that I had to do things that I really didn't feel I was sexually ready for. And I'm like, really? I have to lose my virginity by sophomore year? What? I mean, these are some of the questions that people have that need answered. But that doesn't mean everybody has to hear it. If somebody is questioning their sexuality and saying, you know, I actually am, you know, I'm attracted to so-and-so, I'm attracted to, you know, do they really have to talk about it in a classroom setting? If they feel like they can't talk to their parents, I think it's fabulous that schools have counselors. But do you really need to pull away instruction time from math, reading, science, and have all this controversy? You know, there could be small groups where, guys, any questions you have, ladies, any questions you have, you can ask them. If you want, you know, to ask questions privately, you have counselor time. I think there's simple answers to this. And so teachers, you know, and parents, you know, our schools are really supposed to be about having kids ready for the outside world. They have to be able to get jobs. They have to be able to understand the dynamics. They have to understand safety. We need to be preparing our kids to know how to identify a rabid dog, to avoid getting attacked and kidnapped, to know how to defend themselves, to know how to perform CPR, to know how to get a job, either in a trade or in education or in medicine. That's what schools need to be about. And if somebody has questions on sex, there could be a counselor they could ask. And the basics of our body's development could be taught in science. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The utility serving the Texas Panhandle is investigating whether their equipment indeed was responsible for the state's largest wildfire. Multiple lawsuits regarding the Smokehouse Creek fire have highlighted a downed power line as a potential cause. Xcel Energy in a statement indicated it seems their facilities were linked to the fire's ignition. A former congressional candidate and pro wrestler has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip.
Daniel Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center on Wednesday night following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier that same day. The warrant relates to the November 2023 death of Christopher Tapp. Witnesses claim Rodimer was enraged at Tapp after he purportedly offered cocaine to Rodimer's stepdaughter during a party in a suite at Resorts World. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, again, we have a study saying, again, 800,000 Americans die every year or suffer permanent damage when doctors misdiagnose them. Every year. Hundreds of thousands of people are dying from misdiagnosis. Now, I thought that that number was absolutely ridiculous for years. But then I saw some of the stuff happening on telemedicine. If they are now including visits where the doctor doesn't examine them, I'm starting to understand the number a little more. But a study from researchers at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine found that 795,000 Americans suffer permanent disability or death as a result of medical misdiagnosis, and that the chance could actually be over a million people. Of these patients who are misdiagnosed, half die. The five most misdiagnosed diseases, which represent 38.7% of all cases, were stroke, sepsis, pneumonia, venous thromboembolism, or blood clots, and lung cancer. Now, I don't mean, I'm very humble. But how the hell are people missing that? To me, you're supposed to be thinking of these things all the time. Now, maybe it's because I was trained really, really well. And I was trained in the 90s. Where you were so afraid of missing something, getting sued, and losing your career early on, that you weren't even going to dare miss a heart attack or stroke or cancer. But I noticed some of the younger doctors out there, they're not thinking like I was taught to think. They were taught to save money. They were taught to not always assume it's a condition that needs the ER. Well, then you might miss something. So if somebody has weakness on one side of their body, I'm going to always want to make sure that's not a stroke. Yeah, could it be a pinched nerve in the neck? Could it be a pinched nerve in the leg? But if we're talking arm and leg, then you got to look to the brain. And then what could be happening to the brain to cause weakness on one side of the body? A stroke. I mean, to me, it's pretty obvious. If somebody has slurred speech, stroke, dizziness, headaches, fatigue, someone's really, really tired, always do a neurological exam on them. Now, if this is over the phone, yeah, you're going to limit it. How many patients have I had call in going, yeah, I'm tired. I think it's because I didn't sleep well. I don't sleep well. Can you write me some Ambien? Well, we can't write you Ambien over the phone. It's a controlled substance. And if you're tired, do we know why you're tired? Is it mono? Is it a thyroid issue? Are you not getting enough blood flow to the brain? You know, people will call in with telemedicine saying, I need migraine medicine. I have a really bad migraine. What's your symptoms? What's a really, really bad headache? That could be a stroke. Now, I get it. It is not financially feasible for every time a person calling up with a headache for you to send them to the ER. But how are you going to rule out that it's not a stroke? So you need to ask the right question. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, in this one article, is saying you need to always ask the doctor to make them do that thinking. What could be causing my headache? What could be causing my fatigue? If it's not that I don't have a sleeping aid or sleep apnea, what else could it be? If you are ordering these tests, what should I do to follow up? You know, lung cancer. How the hell would somebody miss lung cancer? Well, what are the symptoms of lung cancer? Cough, wheezing, difficulty breathing, coughing up blood, a cough that doesn't go away, weight loss. If I have a person whose cough is persisting after a week or two, I'm going to order a chest x-ray. You're ordering a test? That's going to cost money. Well, they're still coughing. I mean, I'm going to test them for COVID, test them for RSV. What if they have tuberculosis? If they have a cough that's not going away? How are people missing lung cancer? They're not doing a chest x-ray? If somebody smokes, they don't do a CAT scan? What about a venous thromboembolism, a blood clot in a vein? Now, if it's in a leg, it's pretty obvious. The leg is hurting. doesn't always have to swell, but it could swell. It could discolor. But if you have one leg that hurts, that could be a blood clot. Did you travel recently? Were you sitting in a car for a long period of time? Are you on estrogen? Do you smoke? Did you have trauma to that leg? Trauma could induce a blood clot. Are any other family members in your family having, did they have blood clots? Look at how that person called up telemedicine saying they had diverticulitis to give them antibiotics. And I didn't believe it was diverticulitis. I'm like, there's something else going on, and I think you have COVID. And thank God he followed my recommendations and went to the ER. He actually did have COVID, and he had a blood clot, a venous thromboembolism in his renal vein. Now, I'm not saying that, so you guys are like, ooh, Dr. Dahlia, you're such a good doctor. I'm saying that because I think a lot of people misdiagnose themselves. Pneumonia. How do you miss pneumonia? They're coughing, they have a fever. Maybe the medical error is everybody's getting an antibiotic without the full testing being done. You know what? You want an antibiotic? Here's your antibiotic. Go home. Or don't go in and get seen. Patients will call telemedicine to be treated for pneumonia. All right? That's a little worrisome to me. Pneumonia could kill. Pneumonia means you have a lobe of your lung consumed by not only a pathogen, but the inflammation trying to fight the pathogen. It means you are compromised. Shouldn't people be examined? Shouldn't we figure out what kind of pneumonia? Shouldn't we do a culture? Shouldn't we make sure that pneumonia isn't hiding a tumor? I can't tell you how many times when I was in training, somebody came in for pneumonia, and when we finally got the fluid down surrounding that lobe, you saw the tumor. I'm not saying everybody has pneumonia as a tumor, but where's the follow-up? If I'm going to diagnose pneumonia in somebody, I'm going to want to see them the next day. How's your oxygen? How's your breathing? Okay, it looks like the pneumonia is getting better. I want to see you now at the end of the week or on Monday. I want to make sure you're improving. Instead, we're giving antibiotics and saying, come back if you need to. With pneumonia? So I don't know if it's all the doctor's fault. But if patients don't want to come in, I'm not saying it's all the patient's fault, but things are different. If you diagnosed me with pneumonia, I'd be like, do you want me in the hospital? Do you want me to come back tomorrow? What do you want me to do? I'll do whatever you say. All I get from patients are, I don't want to go in and see the doctor. Just treat me at home. Well, these are pretty serious things. So one thing I beg you to do is don't bias the doctor. Don't say, oh, I think I have COVID, or I just have bronchitis, just give me an antibiotic. Let the doctor do their work, because if they're diagnosed, if they're missing a pneumonia to call it bronchitis, that's one of these medical errors that this study is talking about. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So doctors found tiny microplastics in some of our arteries. We knew that was going to happen. We are surrounded by plastic. I got a plastic bottle here. I got my plastic water bottle. I got plastic all over the place. Got plastic and styrofoam and cosmetics and all that. It's going to take a toll. So new research is saying people with microplastics and nanoplastics in plaque that's lining our major blood vessels, especially in our neck, are going to be at higher risk of heart attack, stroke, or death. Not good news. That's why I try to eliminate as much exposure to plastic as possible, but it's impossible. The findings were published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's the first time scientists, according to NBC News, have linked these tiny plastic particles that result from degraded plastic pollution to cardiovascular disease. The microplastics are designed as particles smaller than 5 millimeters. Nanoplastics are smaller than micro. So tiny that you really can't see them that well unless you have a super specialized microscope. In recent years, their ubiquity has become undeniable. They have been found in fresh snowfall in Antarctica and in the depths of the Marianas Trench. We have now found these plastics in human blood, breast milk, urine, placenta, lung, and liver tissue. Now, Dr. Rafael Marfella, a cardiology researcher at the University of Campania Luigi Vanvitelli, Department of Advanced Medical and Surgical Sciences in Naples, Italy, and the lead author of the new study, said that he and his colleagues initiated the study to look for new risk factors in cardiovascular disease. They knew of the enormous amount of degraded plastic pollution contaminating the planet and wondered whether plastic in the form of micro or nanoplastics could also degrade our arteries. Of course it can. Not only are we ingesting, not only are we inhaling it, but also the plastic can enter through the skin. So what they did is they looked at a group of patients already scheduled to undergo surgery for carotid artery stenosis, where they already had plaques in the carotid arteries. So we're not taking healthy people just out of the blue. These are people that were going to have the surgery anyway. And we clean up the endarterectomies. We clean up the plaques. All right, and the fatty deposits that's blocking the normal flow. Well, the carotids provide blood flow to the brain. The researchers looked at the plaque that was removed from 257 patients, and then they decided to track the patient's health for an average of 34 months following the surgery. They found plastic particles, mostly the nanoplastics, in the plaque of 150 patients. At follow-up, non-fatal heart attack, non-fatal stroke or death from any cause occurred in 20% of those patients, 7.5% of those who didn't have detectable plastic particles. I'd like to know how those 7.5, how those patients who didn't have detectable levels did it. After adjusting for age, sex, body mass index, health conditions such as diabetes, etc., they found that if you had levels of plastic, you had nearly a 5 times greater risk of a cardiovascular event. They say numerous experimental studies on cells and animals have shown that the presence of these plastic particles increase diseases. It could affect our metabolism. It could affect our fertility. But this is actually finding it in our bloodstream and how it could trigger a heart attack or stroke by being within plaques of these arteries. We don't want this crap in us. Well, what do we do, though? You know, the Tropicana Hotel is an iconic hotel in Las Vegas. It's going to be closing for the Oakland A's stadium if it gets finalized. And some of the marketing team really treated us really nicely, and they put us up in a suite. They had waters there. And one of my favorite tasting waters is Voss water. And they had bottles of Voss water. It didn't taste like Voss, though. Voss has now converted a lot of theirs, if not all, their glass to plastic. It tastes different. Things in glass taste way different than plastic. And I remember looking at a Voss bottle. I couldn't afford it on my own. I mean, I'm not going to spend that kind of money on water. But when you see a glass Voss bottle, I mean, it's expensive. But I was like, good for them. Now I know I'm not going to be getting plastic in that. I mean, could the manufacturing process get plastic in the water? Who knows? But knowing that my water was shipped in glass, I felt safer with it. But the Voss I drank all weekend was in plastic bottles, didn't taste like Voss. Not to put them down, but when you're glass, your famous glass products are now ditching the glass because of shipping charges, because of cost. You know, we're kind of going the other way. Coca-Cola in a glass bottle was flipping delicious. Glass is too expensive. Everything's in plastic now. Now, they went to plastic because people would drop glass. I remember in the 80s, they came up with that 2-liter bottle that when you dropped it, it would bounce in the commercial and then bounce upright and not break. And I was like, wow, because I drop things all the time. And I remember my parents going, okay, we need to buy this because I'm sick and tired of Dolly dropping things. Well, after that, plastic's just crazy. So our makeup, I don't like to put a lot of makeup on. I might do a lot of eye makeup. I get that. But I don't like to put a lot of stuff on my face because your body absorbs it. So how can we eliminate plastic? Now, try to eat fresh food. Maybe use more ceramic, copper, stainless steel. I have some stainless steel tumblers at the house. And then we get water, although the water usually comes from plastic jugs. I mean, you could also do your reverse osmosis, but sometimes I don't like the taste of that. But just try to lessen the amount of plastic you have to have surrounding your food. I do not like to microwave in plastic. Even these quote-unquote microwave-safe dishes, I like to avoid those also. I'd rather microwave on something ceramic. You know, when you cook in plastic, it leaches. In my area, we're about to get very, very hot come end of spring, early summer. You have plastic water bottles in the car that you forget about, it heats up and the plastic leaches. So, you know, we're surrounded by this stuff. I ate candy wrapper. Yeah. It's plastic. Our food lining, our receipts. I don't take my receipts now. When I go and get gas, you know, that BPA-filled, beautiful, shiny receipt that you just want to touch. No, I leave the receipt. You should read it, all right? Read it and make sure, because some people will try to glean off your gas purchase, so make sure that you're done with your pump and you know nobody else is going to add to your credit card. And again, if you need it for taxes, keep the receipt. Maybe take a quick picture of it and then throw it out. But we're going to have to start getting away from this stuff. Try not to eat packaged foods. Packaged foods are like our cereal. Our cereal is surrounded in plastic. We just got to be smart about it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, clocks change. We're going to have to switch the clocks forward an hour. I'm going to wake up at 1:59 a.m. just so I can make sure my iPhone does it. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.